Welcome to another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin. Now, Rob, you know that one thing we haven't done in our 100-plus podcast?
One thing we haven't done? Yeah, we haven't talked about the North Pole.
No, we actually, well, we don't need to talk about North Pole because it is Christmas time.
Is it?
Yeah, and we don't want to, you know, because it's getting close to Christmas time. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, to a certain degree, yeah, especially with grandchildren.
Grandchildren love Christmas. But we haven't actually spoken about Robert Laidlaw and his sporting prowess and career. Now, obviously, you're well past it now.
Oh, thank you.
But back in the day, like, I don't think our listeners actually know what the type of things that you did. So let's start when you were a young kid. What sports were you involved with?
Well, when I was a young kid, I mean, I come from a big family, and obviously, there wasn't a lot of money, so there wasn't a lot of sports being played. I did play a little bit of soccer in primary school and did a lot of running. I enjoyed running around the place and played a lot of footy with my mates.
You grew up in the northern suburbs.
Yep.
So whereabouts you grew up specifically in Elizabeth?
Yeah, Elizabeth Vale. And I went to the Vale Primary School and had, like, David Sable, Central District footballer, as my grade six teacher. And when I went to high school, I went to a school called the Elizabeth Boys Technical High School. And that's where I started getting interested in baseball because, interestingly enough, we had a Canadian teacher who took us out on a sports day type afternoon and said he was going to throw us batting practice. And he said, "Don't worry, I won't hit any of you guys." And I was the first batter. I went up there, and you know what he did? He hit me. And then we had a teacher, Mr. Trenorden, there, and his son was a good mate of mine, and they were right into baseball. So that's basically how I got into baseball. And then with footy, lunchtimes we used to always have a kick of the footy end to end and taking speckies over the top of each other. And I suppose just with that group of friends, I got into that, and I went.
Tell us about your football career.
Well, football career, I didn't start playing competition football to under-17s for a team called Central United, or Central Juniors, they're Central United nowadays. And I remember the first season, I spent more time on the bench than on the field. And then the second season, they put me at full forward. And I started kicking a few goals, got a bit of confidence. And then I went to Salisbury because Central Juniors didn't have a senior team. So I played, Salisbury was my main club.
So that's something we share in common. We both played for Salisbury Football Club.
Yeah.
And how long were you at Salisbury for?
Well, basically most of my senior career of 10 years, the majority of it was at Salisbury.
And what levels did you play as a senior?
I played A grade under Beefy Andrews when he was coaching, and I played B grade and played a lot of YCW football, which was an involvement with Juno Capogreco. Played in a few premierships, so yeah, it was okay. In the YCW competition, which was a Sunday competition, there's fairly good players in that league. A lot of guys I used to play in the state football, there was always a state game, and I usually made that. And there was a lot of those guys went on and played league football, so it's a reasonably high standard. But I was more interested in baseball. I quite often played B grade for Salisbury at early in the afternoon, and then finished that and scooted off to play baseball in the afternoon.
So tell us all about your baseball career. So obviously you were doing that from an early age as well. So tell us about how that progressed and where you ended up.
What also had a lot to do with Central District Footy Club, which is, you know, I've grew up supporting Central's, always went there. And a few of the players like Kevin Johns and that started playing baseball. And the Central District's baseball club were actually playing at Elizabeth Oval in the summer. And it was in the Messenger. And because of my connection with the Trenordens at the boy school and boys tech and all that, I started going out and watching it and started getting really interested in it. And because cricket wasn't really attractive to me, because all the really good players were the ones that always batted at training and everything like that, so never really got much of a go. So I lost interest in cricket because of that. And baseball, you batted three times and you always had the chance to field and everything like that. So I was attracted to the game because it was inclusive for young people to play.
Yeah. And keep going and tell us about how your career went.
Oh, I just went played for Centrals and started in the minor grades. I remember I struggled to hit the ball at first.
So how old were you when you first started playing?
About 14 or 15. And I remember the coach of the under-17s said to me, "Oh, he had enough players," but in fact he just didn't want me to play for his team because I wasn't that good. But I played in minor D, which is like Division 6, and it was you know, it was the coach was very encouraging, and I just kept on going and persevering, and eventually I became a fairly good outfielder, and I was a good bunter of the ball. So with my speed and everything, I started to get opportunities, started to go up the grades, and eventually played Division One. And not that I was a tremendous batter, but because I was disciplined and I was a good outfielder and I could run.
Who were you playing? Was that Central Districts?
Yeah, Central Districts, yeah. I played most of my career with Central Districts. Obviously, when they amalgamated with Golden Grove, I played there for a few years. Then I retired. And then when we started Gawler Rangers up, I played...
How old were you when you retired from baseball?
The first time I retired, I was sort of getting on towards 50. And then
Not long ago.
No, not too long ago. And then I went and played two seasons of cricket, and then I played one season of baseball when we started the Gawler Rangers club up 12 years ago, and then I had my two knee replacements, so I stopped playing.
Now, in there somewhere, I know that you're also pretty good at triathlon.
I wouldn't say I was pretty good at it, but I did. I remember there was a challenge because I just retired from football, and I was looking for some challenges, and I heard about triathlons, which were just starting, and the only thing is I couldn't swim. So, and of course, if you can't swim, you can't do triathlons. So I actually went out and got a little bit of training on how to swim and that.
And where did you go? Did you go to a pool somewhere? Or?
Yeah, I went to the Elizabeth Aquadome and sort of, you know, just sort of paddled around. And I remember my first triathlon was at my first major triathlon when I, you know, a decent swim. The first one I did at Semaphore was a 500 swim, but they had a special course so you didn't go in the deep water for beginners.
So did you teach yourself how to swim, or did you go and get swimming lessons?
I did get some swimming lessons, but basically I'm self-taught in the sense of I just kept going out and doing it and improving my stroke. And I remember what I was going to say is the first bigger triathlon I did was actually my second triathlon, but it was in the West Lakes area, and it was a kilometre swim, and I wore a buoyancy vest, and because that's how scared I was of the water. Remembering you also had the film Jaws that really sort of scarred me for life.
The white pointers get into West Lakes.
No, they don't, but, you know, it's...
Then you have to worry about the jellyfish and the blue-ringed octopus.
Yeah, blue-ringed octopus was... Yeah, I suppose the blue ring octopus was always on the back of your mind, but I was so pleased to actually finish the triathlon, and it was the last race of the season, so I just did those two. But I trained right through the winter and did it regular for about 10 years, doing 12, 13 triathlons every year. Ended up doing over 100 triathlons. And
A lot of triathlons.
Yeah,
it is. You must have been doing a lot of training at the time.
Oh, yeah. I used to ride into work from Gawler to Adelaide, and then some days I would run home from Adelaide to Salisbury. My wife would pick me up, and I had 5K runs here around Gawler and 10K runs, and I used to run up the Alexander Avenue to the top, and I used to also ride all the way around from Manoff Road up to Yulee Road up the top and back, and yeah.
Right now people love the Park Run,
yep,
which is a great organisation. They run every Saturday 5K. What would have your 5K times been back in the day?
My best, I got under 18 a few times, and I did the Corporate Cup around Adelaide. That's 4.5Ks, and I couldn't quite crack 16 on that. I think I got 16.4, 16.3, 16.5. I just couldn't quite crack the 16 minutes on that. 10K best was, I think, 36.29.
Did you do the City Bay? Was the City Bay an event back then?
Yeah, I did it 9 times, but the first time I did it was 1974, the second year, and I never even trained for it. Just out of footy, I just went and run it. And then 4 years later, I ran it. And then when I started doing triathlons and that, I ran it reasonably regular. I think my best time there was about 45 minutes. So, yeah, I always enjoyed that one.
So that is good running.
It's okay.
And did you do triathlons only in South Australia, or did you travel to do any?
No, all in South Australia, but country areas. I did it at Whyalla. I did it at Victor Harbour, Murray Bridge. I went up at Kingston on the southeast, Wakeree. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed sort of travelling around the state to do the triathlons. That was good fun.
So football, baseball, triathlon.
Yeah.
Now, what else is there? We know there's more.
Yeah, I've tried a bit of everything.
We have spoken a little bit about indoor carpet bowls. Is there more than that, though?
Yeah, well, I suppose, I did fun runs. I won a couple of fun runs, actually, and I played.
Why do people put those words together?
Because
I find that running is fun.
I enjoyed it. I did a lot of owing and tooing. Won a couple of state titles for my age group and made the state team for that, and did played volleyball, played in a premiership team, played basketball. I think I averaged about 16 points. I played some indoor cricket. I played 10-pin bowling, got 200 in that. So a lot of good average type things. You know, I played tennis with my son in a pairs competition where you play two singles and doubles, and we were undefeated premiers in that for D grade or something, Division 4, and then, gave everything a go, just enjoyed playing sport, loved that. And it served me well in my job as a journalist, because whenever I talk to people and interview people, I have the empathy for the sport because I played it.
Well, you've certainly been a jack of all trades. If you, like, maybe people, as we get a bit older like ourselves, if you could go back in time now, would you have done something different?
Yeah, I wouldn't have played footy.
You wouldn't have played footy?
No, would not. I would have probably preferred to play soccer. I love football. Don't get me wrong, but the injuries I sustained and how it curtailed other sort of sporting adventures of mine. I mean, baseball. I love baseball. I wish I'd sort of dedicated myself more to baseball, but footy injuries like shoulder injuries, et cetera, et cetera, it sort of curtailed my ability to be a regular Division I player over many years. So that's one thing I would have changed. But other than that, just giving everything a go and enjoying it is the advice I would give people. When I see a lot of sports today, they try to get athletes as young people just to concentrate on that one sport. I'm against that. I think you need to sort of go out there and experience sport for the sake of sport. I think that's the essence of sport, is the enjoyment of participating rather than focusing. But, I mean, if you're talking about Olympians or something like that, that's fair enough.
Well, it's interesting because we have spoken to lots of different people. We've spoken about a lot of other things, and we have only ever briefly touched on your achievements in sport. And they're pretty vast, really, aren't they?
They're vast. There's nothing really exceptional, but it's a good average sports person, that's all.
And what about if you were like a young man right now? The sporting world has changed. You just alluded to, like, it seems to be very specialised now. So if you could choose one sport, and I know you just said you're against it, but if you could choose one sport now, you're a young man, what do you think you would go for with all the different opportunities?
Well, I mean, you could answer that one. It's baseball, obviously. I mean, it'd be the main one. But I did love running. Even at school, I used to love running. I'll never forget they were training all the athletes for the 400s and all this type of stuff, and I wasn't considered an athlete because I never really did it. I never went out and tried for the teams. And I remember they had a sports day and they made me run to fill in, and I almost beat the school champion. So, that was a bit of a thrill.
Well, running 18 minutes for a 5K, I look at the times. There's not many people that would run that these days in the park runs, and that's moving along. So that's, just over 3 minutes a K. So that's pretty quick running.
Yeah, I remember one day I went down. Do you remember Kensington Sports Field?
I still do.
Yeah, well, I used to go down there on Tuesday nights and do the athletics, and I used to enjoy – they used to have a 5K, 3K, and 1K run, and I used to really enjoy it, and my goal was to break over a minute under 4 minute Ks. So in other words, run the 5 in under 19, run the 3 in under 11, and run the 1K in under 3 minutes. So I had no problems doing it with the 5 and the 3, but the best I ever did for the K in that type of circumstance was like 3 minutes and 7 seconds. So I could not quite do that.
So just a bit of lacking speed.
Well, that was the last event, so I'd obviously
tired,
yeah, a little bit tired.
You should have done the 1K first. You might have cracked the 3-minute mark.
Yeah, but if I'd done the 1K first, I probably would have just not done the others, because it's sort of like, your fast twitch muscles are sort of like and your slower twitch muscles for longer distance. I think I was blessed with both in a mixture. That's why I could never be the champion long distance or the champion sprinter or somewhere in between. So, if I use the fast twitch muscles first, I think I would seize up a bit.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your sporting career with us, Rob. I really appreciate it.
I'm surprised we got all that in 15 minutes. I would have thought 3 minutes would have done it.
I thought we would have been going for a couple of hours.
Yeah, well, fortunately, you didn't rave on too much. Anyway, so ends another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.